Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day. You're starting your week off right, listening to Day by Day Hacks. I've got Nathan Dotson here in the studio. Excited to have you here. We have spent 3 weeks talking at length about using songs and worship in your quiet time. So Nathan, why don't you just give us a quick recap of what we've talked about over the last 3 weeks, and then you want to kind of put it to the test out of a passage of Scripture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Sounds great.
Yeah, so we talked about a lot.
Yeah, we have. It's been great. It's been fun.
To review is often helpful for me because I forget a lot.
Which is one of the things we talked about.
That's right. We talked about forgetfulness. And so to review, the Bible has a lot to say about singing.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, 400 times, 50 of those are commanded, and God's people are singing people. All throughout the Bible, that is how it is. We looked at Colossians 3:16, and it answered, what do we sing? We sing biblically sound, truthful songs that align with Scripture. Why do we sing it? Because we so easily forget.
Right.
And we are prone to wander. And how do we sing these things? We sing the songs with hearts that are turned to the Lord.
Yeah.
Our eyes are fixed on Him when we sing. And then we looked at building our library.
Yeah.
Everybody has a library, but our library should be full of biblically sound songs that express and expound on the Word.
Yeah.
And in a creative way, but also clearly.
Right.
And we looked at using your worship pastor, go to him, test him, and see if he can pass it, you know, and using hymnals, streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music. And then the main point of this is to have these truths ready to wield at any moment in your quiet time and in your life as you go on. And then we looked at when should we sing in quiet time?
Yeah.
According to the Bible, there's no absolute right or wrong answer to this, but we looked in Scripture and all throughout Scripture, worship through song is a response to what God has done. So time and time again, we see that. But specifically in quiet time, again, not strict, but near the end when you pray, songs or prayers put to music, right? So that's kind of the recap of what we talked about. And we want to sing near the end. We want to sing songs that are founded on biblical truth from hearts that are turned to the Lord with our affections.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do this. I wanted to show people kind of in a broken down way. You know, we're not gonna break down Ephesians 2:1-8 completely right now, but I wanted to read it and kind of in a short, abbreviated way show what we've been talking about and how we do it. And we're not gonna sing here, but we're not really set up to do that. I know. As much as you'd love to, you can have your solo another day.
Yeah.
But I wanted to read Ephesians 2:1-8. And if you have your Bible and you're listening, pull it up and we'll read it together and we can work through this, okay? So starting at verse 1, it says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God." All right, so there's our passage.
Yeah.
So say we sit down in our quiet time, and this is what we're going to study, we're going to look at. And I watched a couple episodes that you did with Luis Ortega talking about tacos.
Right.
And there's tons of different methods of soap. I like REAP, which is read, examine, apply, pray. Just real simple for me. It just works for me, you know?
Absolutely.
So you do your study method, you're a student of the Word, you're looking at words, and you're trying to say and to find what are the themes in this passage?
Right.
Where's the truth in this? So I'll ask you, what are some themes in Ephesians 2?
Well, the things that jump out to me is what I once was, and now what I am by means of Christ.
Yeah.
And so there's black and white contrast there.
Yeah, absolutely. Your new identity, right, in Christ is that we were dead.
Yeah.
We were helpless and hopeless, and there was nothing we could do,
right
in our sin. And the big transition is verse 4, what you're talking about is about God, yeah. right? And he makes us alive in Christ, yeah. together with Christ. There's unity with Christ, which is an amazing truth. And God's mercy and grace is a theme there. Mm-hmm. And we've all been spiritually made alive. So yeah. so you, in a probably more in-depth way and specific to your context, you pull out these truths, right? Using your method or what, whichever you like. Then you apply it to your life.
Yeah.
So the application here, just a quick one, would be a sobering reminder of my dead and hopeless state
right. yeah.
in sin and that I was in before God has graciously made me alive.
Yeah.
That should sober you and yeah. sobers me to think about that. And then secondly is I have no reason to boast.
Right.
There's absolutely yeah. nothing I could do
right. yeah.
for that. And that is all glory to God, right? Yeah. That's the response there. And lastly, I think, is I should go tell others, right? I should go tell others about this amazing truth that I was dead, God made me alive, and he can do the same for you.
Right.
And put your faith and trust in Christ. Yeah. So there's some application. And so you find these themes, you pull these out of Scripture, you have these truths now that mm-hmm. you're gonna wield, and you get to the point where you're going to end your quiet time in prayer,
yeah.
Reflection, meditation, those kinds of things on the Word. You have your application, and this is where I am, if I haven't already thought of a song
right.
during my study, this is where I'm like, okay, I think I'm gonna sing at some point here.
Yeah.
Whether it's before the prayer, like we talked about, during or after.
Right.
And sometimes I think the best time is when your heart overflows in
yeah.
the song.
Yeah.
We see that in Romans 11, right before Romans 12, where Paul defines right. spiritual worship,
right.
where he's got all this theology in the book of Romans, and he just
explodes.
He explodes. Yeah. Oh, the depth, the riches yeah. of, yeah. you know. And so if you have a moment like that, sing. Like,
right,
please,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not stopping
don't,
you.
don't say, no, I need to wait until.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, but yeah. but this is a time where if that hasn't happened, even if it has, I can sing again,
right.
you know. This is where I'm thinking about my library.
Yeah, yeah.
My library that I've built up.
I was doing that as well as I was trying to practice that, what songs would come to. So let me ask, what songs come to mind whenever you read this?
Oh, yeah. Number one that I've done a lot after reading this in a worship set or something uh-huh. is Death Was Arrested.
Yeah.
Alone okay. in My Sorrow and Dead in My Sin, you know. And then another one is In Christ Alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard,
yeah.
it's hard to go wrong
yeah.
with that one.
Yeah. I bet a lot of our listeners that are of an older generation, mm-hmm. there's a great hymn, Grace Greater Than All My Sin.
I had that in my notes, yes.
That's yeah. a wonderful song. I don't know who did this one. I think it's Sovereign Grace.
Mm-hmm.
All I Have Is Christ.
Yes, I love that
once
song.
Was lost and held by sin, thought
Amen.
I knew the way. Man, what a
yes.
powerful song.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I thought of one that I want to read the lyrics to as we kind of close
yeah.
out our example here, is Oh But God
okay.
by Shane and Shane. And I'm not going to read all of it, but thinking about, and this is from this scripture.
Yeah.
They wrote this song with this scripture in
okay.
mind. So it perfectly, and I think they do a great job at relating it to this scripture.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
but to finish it out, the verse and chorus and verse and chorus, here we go. I was buried beneath my rebellion, lost without hope of redemption, blind in my need for a Savior, oh but God, crushed by the weight of my failure, living the lie I created, digging my grave without knowing, oh but God, oh but God. The chorus is, rich in mercy, how you loved me too much to let me stay lost. My salvation sent from heaven, nailing my sin to a cross, oh but God. Verse 2, you gave me a truth worth believing, and I traded my chains for your freedom, because you were the one that I needed, oh but God. Resurrecting my heart from the ruins, my rescue came through like the morning. Now this is my sure testimony. Oh, but God, and the chorus again. Rich in mercy, how you loved me too much to let me stay lost. My salvation sent from heaven, nailing my sin to a cross. Oh, but God.
Amen. Go find that song. We'll see you next time on Day by Day.